But yeah, you're touring with Mumford & Sons and Of Monsters Men. It probably gave you a lot of fans. Have you seen anything crazy fans have done?
I guess recently we saw somebody put, I think it was on Twitter, somebody posted a picture. They got a tattoo of
these three circles we put on our singles. These three circles that are kind of, it's kind of like a logo. I don't know what it is for us right now, but she put it on her, she got a tattoo of it. And then I found out there's two other people that have Half Moon Run tattoos. It's kind of crazy.
How does that make you feel?
I'm really, I guess, maybe a bit honored or something that they touched them that deeply, that they're committing to life for, yeah, for that stuff.
You got any band tattoos yourself?
No.
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 And you?
No.
Okay, I gotta ask you, because I'm always very interested in what a band puts on their radar, and Half Moon Run, what's on your radar?
Oh, we love to put a whole bunch of stuff that usually can't be there, but we love like ginger and like real organic juices and stuff like that, because often you're drinking beer and you know, not eating too well, so it's always nice when you can have a little bit of a health injection on the road.
Yeah, we want to put a juicer on the rider. Monsters and Men had a juicer and this huge, massive thing of fruit every day, and so it was amazing.